You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Let's take a step now. Step off a thin ledge and simply allow gravity to hold us. To jump into the pure forces of wind and energy. The sounds are the swishing of the wind past ears well sealed into a helmet. We're thinking about falling today as we imagine what extreme athlete Felix Baumgartner will feel and hear when he disconnects from a balloon and makes a record 23-mile free fall, weather permitting this week, with the hope of breaking the sound barrier to become the single human with no acceleration device to break that barrier. Jen Sharp has the memory of jumping for her imagination. And Jen, how many times have you tumbled to Earth?
A little over 3,000.
And what is it you most envy, perhaps, about Baumgartner here? The length of time he'll be falling, the view he's going to get from that far up? What do you think?
Probably the view. I actually was on a commercial flight, and it was just amazing just looking out the window. I still, you know, no matter how many times I get up in the air, it's just a beautiful place.
And how does the view change as you fall to Earth? I guess what seems slowly to us, but for you is quite quickly.
Well, there's a depth perception illusion. Actually, we call it the distance illusion. The same thing happens like when you're driving a car. You look off in the distance, and that farmhouse off in the distance isn't moving at all, but the grass right next to your car is moving really fast. So you don't actually sense speed until you're close to it. So the perception of free fall, we don't actually feel like we're falling because there's no acceleration. We're a constant rate. And the ground is so far away, even at 10,000 feet, even at 6,000 feet, that you don't notice that you're moving towards it. So you just feel like you're flying. It doesn't feel like falling at all.
How easy is it for you to detach from what you know you're doing and just be relaxed like you're on some pillow of wind?
Well, we don't want to be detached. You want to be actually ultra aware. You know, 45 seconds, that's about the average free fall. 45 to 60 seconds. Anybody who thinks that's not very long has never stood hungry in front of the microwave waiting on the burrito. And it's actually about slowing time down, increasing your awareness instead of not paying attention to anything at all. You want to actually be hyper aware.
So here I am filled with these sort of zen-like, you know, metaphors of clearing your mind and detaching yourself. And you're bringing it right back to waiting for the microwave to finish with the burrito when you're starving.
Yes.
So in that hyper-vigilant state, what do you see? What do you notice about yourself, about the world, about your sense of smell, the sense of hearing?
You're actually fully present in the moment. You know, you can't think about work and the problems that you have on the ground. At 10,000 feet, everything looks small, including your problems. You just are really right in the moment that you are. And the wonderful thing is we can actually do that in our lives. Sometimes we don't practice that. We're always looking at what just happened to us and questioning the decisions we make or looking ahead, planning ahead. And really often in our daily lives, we're not able to do that. And I think that's what skydivers who've been skydiving a while really love, because you're actually present in the moment physically, your whole entire body, and also your attention.
And this breaking the sound barrier business, does that have any allure for you? Any imagination of what that's going to be like, feel like?
You know, we all push limits, but for the average skydiver, we don't push the limits like he is pushing, because the gear has already been tested. You know, we go in weather that's conducive for what we're doing. So the only limits that the average skydiver really pushes, the average skydiver, is going to be their own personal limits. Like, what am I capable of? But Felix is going to be pushing gear, equipment, weather, and his own personal limits. And we really admire people who do that. We kind of vicariously achieve through them. And it's really fun to see something like that happen. And these people that we look towards, they're heroes.
Well, one big jump for man, but it's also a giant leap for all the rest of you skydivers as you pay attention to Felix Baumgartner. Is that it?
Yes, we're on edge waiting for it. We can't wait for it to happen. But we're no stranger to weather delays. So, you know, it's frustrating, but this is kind of typical of the sport anyway. So,
speaking to us from Kansas, Jen Sharp, skydiving instructor, co-founder of Female Skydiving Instructors, a networking organization. She's done over 3,000 jumps herself. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.